Catholic bishops apparently reached an agreement with a board that's examining sexual abuse by priests. The National Lay Review Board has been negotiating with clerics over how to make sure that nearly 200 local dioceses across the nation are using sex abuse prevention plans. The board's charter calls for it to audit churches across the country, a plan that was discarded by a bishop's committee before being revived in negotiations. After a meeting in Chicago yesterday, the bishops and the Lay Review Board seemed satisfied. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose reports.
Bishops and lay board members emerged from the meeting smiling, but saying very little.
The National Review Board and the Ad Hoc Committee today had an excellent meeting, and we have a proposal to make to the bishops at our meeting in June.
St. Paul, Minneapolis Archbishop Harry Flynn heads the bishops' ad hoc committee on sex abuse. He and lay board chair Ann Burke won't say what that proposal is, except for...
It's what the charter calls for.
What the charter calls for is an annual public report on how dioceses are responding to and preventing sexual abuse of children by clergy. The charter goes on to say this report will include the names of those dioceses which are not in compliance. The lay board says the way to measure compliance is through that diocese-by-diocese audit. The first took place last summer, but the nature and frequency of these audits has been a sticking point. The lay board says they're necessary, but some bishops have called them intrusive. Now, Burke says her lay board has persuaded the sex abuse committee to support more audits.
The charter calls for these many things, and that's what's going to be proposed to the bishops. The consensus of the group here today was that we are in agreement, and I think that holds a lot of water with what the bishops want to hear from their own committee, is that there's an agreement and that they agree that this is the way to go, and it's a good proposal.
The Sex Abuse Committee will present that proposal to all the bishops when they meet next month. Burke says the board and the bishops have come a long way.
We've agreed on everything. So you can conclude from that that the National Review Board is happy today. And we're just awaiting for the full body of bishops to discuss the proposals that have been agreed upon here.
Some bishops had wanted to put off any decision about audits until November, far too late in the year to actually execute the checks. But the lay board charged the bishops with manipulation, and the uproar appears to have forced the bishop's hand. Archbishop Flynn says his committee's recommendations go a long way to show the church is serious about dealing with clergy sex abuse.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how.
The full U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will vote this June in Denver whether to reauthorize the audits. The bishops will also consider proposals for a study looking into the causes of clergy sex abuse, abuse that by their own accounting involved some 11,000 victims over the last 50 years. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.